Pizza Hut. Why didn't you call me?
I didn't go to the buffet. She ordered it at her house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to CC's afterwards?
Oh my God, no. I wouldn't be able to put a single piece of food in my mouth at this point in time.
All right, you ready?
No.
Ready, okay.
And now it's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys. Do you let children play hide and seek in your titties?
Yes. There's a nice little nook right in the middle.
For your cranny.
I still can't get over that opening.
I know. It's almost a little bit too exciting for me.
Nice little nook in the middle.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And this is episode 197. And I don't think we have recorded probably in about 4 months. That's what it feels like.
No, it's been like 2 weeks.
Long, yeah, almost three probably. Let's see. The last show came out on the 21st, but we recorded that a week before that, right?
I don't
know. So, yeah.
It's been a while.
20.
Right from the get-go.
So, I don't know if everybody knew this. I don't know if I talked about this on the last show, but I've been on vacation since, like, forever.
Yeah.
So, Nicole, Samantha, and I, we have not seen each other in, like, a week and a half.
I know. Well, I saw Samantha Friday because we had to work for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't seen you since...
Yeah, you guys haven't seen me at all.
Mm-mm.
Which has been crazy because I usually see you guys every day. Then on Sunday.
Did you miss me?
A little. Just a little.
Are you having withdrawals?
I almost called just to say, hey, Nicole, quick.
Who is this? I don't recognize this number.
I don't know your fucking name.
Ooh.
What if I would have called like that? You would have been so excited. You're like, straight boy voice.
It's real. I missed you so.
So, not a lot's been going on. Today we had tornado warnings, and we still do for another hour.
Scurry, scurry.
And I literally thought hell was taking over Earth because I saw clouds that were, like, touching the ground as they were going by.
What?
Yeah. And they were really dark. It was kind of like, did you see the movie The Mist?
No, I rented it from Blockbuster and never watched it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either, but I'm thinking it was probably, like, the same situation.
Oh, okay. But there was something supposedly in the mist in that movie, like creatures.
Mm-hmm.
But since I didn't watch it, I don't know.
I think it was something like, I don't know, like, didn't you see a movie with like spores or something that had like killing
the
people?
Happening.
Yeah, I think it was that kind of thing.
But that was plants that were mad at people. So they released toxins that made people stab themselves with hair picks and get run over by lawnmowers.
That's hot.
It was pretty lame.
Pretty graphic.
No, not no. even.
Dude, we went to go see Twilight. Lame. So lame.
I haven't seen you since this came out.
I know.
We didn't get to talk about it. Oh my God, how disappointed were you?
Oh. How about when he was sparkling? I was like, what the fuck?
It looks like he had gone to Claire's and gotten some body glitter. And put it on himself.
That was so lame. All right, we're going to talk about this probably for the next 5 minutes. So if you haven't seen Twilight yet, you
turn
need to
off
fast
now.
Forward.
Oh, I was
How
so disappointed.
Stupid. Oh. Were they like together next to each other? Just
Thank
always.
You. And then she did. I wished we had a camera because she was like this the whole movie.
Yeah. And then he was like.
Like this.
I wish.
Yeah. With his elfin ears like Legolas.
They
had no chemistry.
It was like, they said it was on purpose because that's how they were in the book.
No.
They were not that,
against
one another. Like,
right.
They could still be close to each other.
Right.
And be okay.
And then even when they became, you know, like they wanted each other, those two together were like, no, like, I'm trying to think of the most unsexiest, like Liza Minnelli and David Guest. They were like them.
Yeah.
Lack of chemistry, and you look at them and say, yeah, right.
You know who my favorite character was? Alice.
She was so cute. I know. And just like, like a pixie.
The only thing I didn't like about her is the part where she was throwing the baseball. I was like, really? You got to put your leg out like a ballerina?
That's what I said. I said, what's with her ballerina foot? Because it's all pointed and junk.
Right.
I liked Emmett. He seemed like how I pictured him in the book. Mm-hmm. And when he was like doing his break dancing, I was like, you go, Emmett. Bust
a
move.
He's always like, just like, and then, he feels everyone.
And Jasper was always like this.
Oh, yeah, that's who I'm talking about. Yeah.
Bug-eyed, like, what's going on? I did drugs.
And Esme, I didn't think she would be like that. Or the dad. I was totally, when the dad came in, I was like, wow, he's like, looks like he was just carved out of some clay or something. He looks too white for me.
They're supposed to have skin like marble, and they can't go really in the sun, so that's why.
Because if they go in the sun, they look like they went to Claire's.
Exactly.
And put sparkly stuff on them.
Or like at a gay club. Oh, man.
But I was like, especially when they're climbing the trees, I was like, he's not even fucking touching the tree.
He like skimmed the tree.
I was like, so retarded.
It was.
Aww. Oh, did Samantha tell you about the gay guy that was next to us?
No.
Oh my God. He was so serious. He probably weighed like 89 cents.
Wow.
And at first we thought he was a girl, but then he turned around and we were like, oh, okay, that's a guy. But he was so into it. And at the end, you know, when they're doing the fight scene and everything, he's like, oh. Oh. And he's all leaning up like this. Oh. And Samantha, I was like, and Samantha and I were laughing. And we would both turn around at the same part and be like, lame.
Oh, man. I saw it on opening night. And how about
50 billion girls were there.
Yeah, all under the age of 15. And every time Edward came on the screen,
he's squeals, not even that cute.
Squeals of delight. Every time they showed Jacob, every time they said any of the famous lines from the book, it was so annoying. I could not pay attention to anything that was going on in the movie because all I heard was like, oh my God, Edward, oh, just kiss her already. They were like,
that was
screaming
so annoying.
Out.
That was so annoying that they like never really kissed except for that one time. But I had went Friday night to buy the tickets for Samantha and I. And as soon, like right where I got to like the pottery places, I heard was like, oh my God, bitch, he's so mine. Edward is so mine, bitch. And I was like, oh,
Sarah almost got in a beatdown with a girl at the movie because the girl was like, I'm Team Jasper. And Sarah was like, nuh-uh, he is mine. And the girl was like, no, I like him. And Sarah was like, I will fight to the death over him.
And she was, the other girl was like 10.
The girl was like 11 and Sarah's 22. I had never felt so old in my life. I felt like you. Old. No.
Bum, bum, ba, bum.
Oh, that's like your Seinfeld music.
I haven't missed that.
Your age disses.
Oh, talking about a diss. All right, are we done?
Ooh,
with,
good segue.
Are we done with?
Yeah. Although Samantha did tell me that you were annoying her during the movie because you were talking like the entire time. Be like, God, his lips are too red, and it was like getting on her last nerve.
Whatever. Just
that's
wait till I talk
said.
To her tomorrow.
She's like. He talked during the whole thing. No, I was annoyed. His lips are so red and blah, blah, blah.
I was like, he has too much lipstick on. It was retarded. I mean, it was obvious.
But that I guess you were saying other things throughout the movie, but that was like the main one that
stuck
out at her.
Yeah, I would say that's not in the book. That didn't happen like that in the book.
And they totally skinned over how James originally wanted Alice.
Yeah.
But he was like settling for Bella. He wanted Alice because he wanted to change her, but someone beat her to or him to it. God, how hot was James?
Yeah, he was pretty hot.
And I totally thought Victoria was cute at first when I saw her messing with the boat, but then later on I saw her and I was like,
she wasn't that
biatch.
Bad. She wasn't that bad.
I didn't like.
But what's her face was a biatch.
Rosalie. She was so ugly.
I don't think she was. None of them were like super ugly. Just they weren't as cute as the book made them look.
Rosalie was supposed to be like the most perfect looking person ever, and that chick so was not.
Yeah. I guess you can't find that, huh?
Guess not.
But we're gonna talk about bitter people.
Okay.
Well, so, you know, I've been on vacation for a week. I haven't really looked into the iTunes store, nothing, to see what's been going on. And by the way, yours truly does not have poems for you tonight.
No.
So, she sucks. But this person, his name is Bob the Great 729 on iTunes.
Okay.
First of all, loser name. But anyway. So, he reviewed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 podcasts. 3 of them got 5 stars. And the rest received 1. So let's just hear what Bob had to say about Foul Monkeys.
Okay, let's.
Embarrassing. 1 star. Embarrassment to all communities, as these hosts just talk about digestive problems, sleeping around, having kids out of wedlock, and just wrong and embarrassing to the human race. What the fuck?
First of all, I thought it was 2008, not 1888. Lots of people have children out of wedlock.
Yeah, and who doesn't sleep around?
Well, me.
But, I mean, it's more common than it was in 1888.
True. Secondly, digestive problems are funny, so fuck you, Bob the Great.
Well, my thing is that we've never talked about having kids out of wedlock.
No, just so happens that Samantha has some.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Right.
She's not a fallen woman. She does have no A sewn to her shirt.
Okay.
I wish
Bob you
guys
the Great
could,
see this
could come here so
Nicole's
I could
like
bitch
pissed.
Slap him.
Yeah.
I would kick him right in his balls if he has any.
He doesn't. You probably have more balls than he does. You'd probably slap him in the face with yours. Because he's a pussy.
Right.
A real big pussy. Because, you know, it's cool. You know, 1 star, but at least give a valid reason. Because these aren't valid reasons. This is retarded.
No. He could have said, oh, poor broadcasting quality.
Right.
Or, you know, something
just
like that.
Just not something I'm interested in.
Not, yeah. Who cares what your opinion is? The people who do like us give us good ones, so fuck you.
How much do we talk about sleeping around, really? Other than previous stories.
Not a lot.
It's called a personal podcast.
Yeah.
So
read the description, fucker. Before you even download it, it says exactly what we talk about.
Right.
It says exactly. Read.
So you're an asshole, Bob the Great 729. Or whoever the fuck you are.
Bob the fake.
Bob the asshole. And I hope your
ass
blows up.
Explosive diarrhea. Ha ha. Digestive
problem.
Yeah,
and it's not funny. And then I hope you call our show and tell us about it. And then we laugh in your fucking face.
I hope you download this episode and hear us talking all this shit about you.
Me too.
Because that'll just make my life. I'll die happy.
Actually, if you're so like embarrassed, then why don't you call us and fucking tell us about it instead of putting it
He
in
probably
print.
Is not even going to hear this because
probably
he was
not.
Like, these guys talk too much about sleeping around and having children out of wedlock.
Oh my
wedlock.
God, I'm so much better
because
than
Because I'm a Puritan.
Yeah,
I don't believe
probably,
in this.
He's probably filled with AIDS or something.
I came to the States in a time machine. I'm from England, 1433.
Nano.
Mork! Nanu. What a loser.
But it's like, and he left really good reviews for other podcasts, but I mean, they were hateful. Like, all of them are hateful. Like, the one that he left for We're Mean Because You're Stupid. Sound quality is bad and the hosts are not funny. They are not nice people. There's little chemistry between the two. Just skip this one. You won't miss anything. I mean, just downright dirty and nasty.
I don't like Bob.
Like, Archer Video. Archer Radio.
Don't hate on Archer.
I know, right. This is what it said. Just 1 word. Boring. Uninteresting. Okay, 2 words. And then he went to Archer Radio and said boring and uninteresting. And then went to a Drink to Be Sober's podcast and wrote, all you hear is a girl rambling on and an annoying dog barking all the time. That show is in a nutshell. That's the show in a nutshell.
Asshole. He hates animals too. What the fuck?
I know, right?
What else is a dog supposed to do? He can't talk. He has to bark to let you know what he wants to do. So fuck you,
and obviously
Bob.
He was barking because he felt bad vibes coming from you because you're such an asshole. Whatever. So, yeah.
I don't enjoy that.
So he will not be getting a poem. And if it is, it's going to be fucking dirty nasty.
He's getting a poem and it's going to be all about shitting and sex and kids. He probably can't have kids. And
he's probably not even He's probably not even a part of the human race.
He's alien.
Because we're not talking about him.
There, I talked to him in his language.
And Martian. What did that mean? What did that mean?
Fuck you, Bob. In Martian.
Bob is not the man.
No. Bob's not even the man's balls.
Oh, pussy. Whatever. He's such a pussy.
You're the hair on the balls.
Oh my God, having kids out of wedlock. Oh, I just can't.
Who does that? Who has children out of wedlock? Look around, everyone. He must live under a rock.
Probably,
he's probably Amish. He probably found a computer. He's probably 16 and he gets to experience life outside of the Amish community right. for the first time. So he was like, cool, what's a podcast? So he listened and he's like, oh, kids out of wedlock?
Diarrhea?
You guys are going to hell. Go back to your Amish family.
But his name wouldn't be Bob. It'd be like Mikayla.
Jedediah. Yeah. They have Bob.
Bobbert.
It could be Robert.
Bobbert. That's how cool he is. His name would be Bobbert.
That's a horrible name.
Yeah, for a horrible person, that's an asshole.
Wow, I think we've bashed him enough, don't you?
So let's move on to better things.
Like how everyone wants us to do the Beyonce video.
All the single ladies. Not happening.
You guys.
That's.
You saw the size of us on the video. You've seen the Beyonce video. That is not going to be us. We can't fit all of this into all of that. We just can't. We can't.
I want to read the comments from the video. I thought we would have more comments because I thought the video was hilarious.
I love the video.
I secretly still watch it on YouTube.
You secretly?
All the time, secretly.
Wow.
That's like a mix between secretly and stink. I don't
okay.
know what that means.
Me neither.
So Brian says, that was so gay. Richard Simmons felt uncomfortable watching this.
Yeah, I loved it when I read that.
Samantha was pretty good, though. Nicole and Ricky shakes head. Oh, dear.
I thought we did good. And you know they liked my
power
move.
Archer says, I thought it was great. You guys were almost like the original video. Loved it. Freddie says, I never thought Ricky would be able to make two straight women look gayer than him. Brilliant, guys. Brilliant.
Wow. We got some talent there.
Anthony says, can we say podcast or challenge? Bravo. Brava.
Oh, yeah. Other podcasts should do it and see who's
a full
the best.
One and see how fucking hard it is because it's hard as shit. Even if you think you know the song.
You think you know, you have no idea.
Melanie says, wonderful. My own attempt. Wait. Oh. Wonderful. My own attempt pales in comparison. And then Brother Casey says, great job with this. The location was beautiful and some of the shots were gorgeous. If I may offer some constructive criticism, I was like, oh no, here we go. It may have been better for each person to have one of the original singer's parts.
We did.
We tried that. Well, we tried. It just wasn't working out that well. I noticed that there were three Chinas. And a couple of carnies. But you all did a great job with the routine. Bravo and encore. You should tackle some Tiffany or Debbie Gibson.
That would be awesome.
But three of them? I mean.
True.
But if you notice, he doesn't mention the other girl's name, which nobody ever knows.
Yeah, what is her name? Is it Michelle? No.
I don't know.
China Wilson. Carney Phillips. I think it's Michelle.
Michelle Phillips?
I think
or
so.
Or Wilson. That's one.
No, she's Carney's sister.
Carney's sister. Oh, okay.
I think. I don't know.
We had fun doing that video.
Yes.
And we want to do another video, but I'm sorry, people. We cannot do single ladies. I mean, my knees. Would pop out of my skin if I tried to bend down like that.
I have had two knee surgeries. I cannot be squatting and bending and doing all that junk. Hell to the no.
And I just don't. And
they don't make leotards that big for Ricky.
Obviously they do, because there's one online.
Oh yeah. He's gross.
He's like the guy, the real skinny guy that did it, like they went to extremes. Like just like
he looked like what? He ate that skinny guy.
I know. And I'm like, okay, both of them are gross, so.
Yeah, you know you like the one with Chris Cocker.
Oh, did you see that?
I did.
I said I wanted to puke 3 times and then drink it before I ever had to watch it.
Ew, that's pretty bad.
That was disgusting.
It was.
That was like, and did you see the video I posted of Christian?
No.
Oh, right, here it is.
Because I went to look at it today and it had that. It wasn't working.
Oh, maybe they took it out because I illegally took it.
From where?
Oh, yeah, it's not embedded. There we go. Oh. It's from this place called Chub Spot.
Oh, my God. Why was that the first?
It's not working. Are you okay?
My eyes got big. They won't go down.
We'll watch that later, or I'll show it to you.
Please
but
don't.
It's like this guy that's.
I saw the comment said that I should have a competition for my boob mm-hmm. bigness.
Because.
But this dude, I guess, has big ones. I don't mm-hmm. know what's going on.
They're real big.
And it's a dude, mm-hmm. a full dude, like. Oh, there's that guy.
Taylor, the latte boy. Honey, no. No, honey.
With his balls hanging out. And when he stands to the side, it totally looks like he has a cod piece on.
Like, he's
like back in the ancient
something.
Times. Like, yeah. I don't dig that.
Oh, you know what we dig? Oh, you know what? No. I'm going to put you on the spot. What is up with you and Samantha talking about stopping doing the show at 200 episodes?
Well,
because you're burned out.
She was asking me if. Because we were going to record the other day and then something happened where we couldn't or I couldn't or something like mm-hmm. that. I don't know. And then we were at work and she was like, she goes, when you said that you couldn't do the podcast the other day, I was kind of relieved because I really didn't feel like doing it. And I was like, well, me neither. So I was kind of glad when I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, I kind of feel like I'm burnt out on it. And maybe, you know how Ricky was talking about making 200 the last one, and I was like, yeah. She goes, well, maybe we should see if he still wants to do that. And I was like, okay,
that's not happening.
Because okay. Because I mean, I do get burnt out on it sometimes, where like if you say let's record and I'm just like, okay.
But is it because I from my own experience, when I feel that I've been burnt out, because there was a time where I didn't do the show for almost 2 months. But
we just feel like we run out of things to talk about.
That, or I feel that maybe you guys don't, like, there's not enough feedback sent to us. So then we're kind of feel like, well,
what are we doing it for?
Yeah, because we don't have any people
it's unfulfilling.
Giving us ideas or leaving. I mean, we had comments on the video. That's great. But, like, the last show, there was, like, 2 comments or whatever. So
yeah. It's like,
and,
I
like,
know
we
some
asked
of this shit is
call,
funny.
All right.
And I just don't hear anything back.
And, like, no, like, we ask for people to call us and ask us questions so we can go into more detail.
And they
so
never
we have
do.
More yeah. So and I think that's the problem that we're experiencing.
Yeah.
And I don't want Samantha and Nicole to stop because people really like them. And I know that you guys like
I know.
Them.
That's what I told her. I was like, I like, because I said, I have fans. I like that people like me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll still
and
do.
People,
I mean, I still want to do it, but
I
need to hear more positiveness from you guys.
Right. And Samantha does too. So
yeah.
Like, or do you guys feel that we should stop at 200? What do you think?
Well, that I don't want to hear that opinion. I just want to hear good things about me. If you think
we
should.
We want Nicole to have a spinoff.
Yeah. Ooh. That would be awesome. If you think we should stop at 200, keep that to yourself. If you think I'm awesome and you love what I do, tell me.
All right, let's do a few phone calls. We have like 6 minutes left.
Oh,
so here we
okay.
go. Excuse me.
Hey, you homo motherfuckers. This is Cracker Mike. Fucking
okay,
leave business about my penis. Or hate yourself. Hola.
Wow.
Speaking of Trucker Mike, I just wanted to say that for Halloween, he dressed as a hooker, and Emily, his girlfriend, went as a sailor. And it's so funny because there's a picture of him. He's like bent down, like, mm-hmm. and he has his finger up on his lips like this. Like, and she's like,
boop, boop, doo.
And he, like, his nice. Outfit is crazy. It's on his MySpace. But all right, here we go. Phone call.
Hey, Ricky, Nicole, and Samantha. So don't say I don't call. This is Bjorn from Dallas. I just wanted to give you a quick note. Little diarrhea poem I just thought. When you're needing a great fuck and your pants are full of mugs, diarrhea.
Ew. That's horrid.
Did you look at any of the emails that I sent you?
Yeah, I looked at them this morning.
Yeah. Did you see the one where the picture that the new listener sent us?
Yes! That can't be real. Nobody shits that much. Right. That's like an elephant crap. Ew. Made me vomit in my mouth a little when I saw that.
Oh, and I wanted to say,
cool. I love when you say that.
Sorry. I'm looking at emails and I'm trying, because some of them are older, but I need to keep them for other reasons. But Freddie got his package. I sent his book out to him.
Do you like it?
Yeah, there's a phone call up here from him.
Oh, I saw the thing from Drew where his picture is apparently at the back of the book.
Yeah.
But I didn't see it. Where is it?
I don't have my copy sitting out anywhere. Oh. We'll have to take a look at it. But
sorry, Drew.
He received the book, so it's all good. Luna says, wow, Wilson Phillips may have had a better career if they had the talent that you showed in your video.
Oh, yes.
That was fucking hilarious. I like how Ricky and Nicole keep rubbing on the rocks all seductively.
They told me to. It's not that I love rocks. They just told me to do that.
As a side note, Ricky, 95 goes through Richmond. And if you do make it to Virginia, I would totally come your way because, you know, I want to see stars when you bang me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And then Drew Ferguson says,
stars, because you have to be passed out to enjoy it.
Oh, diss.
But a good diss. You liked it. Love you.
I didn't want to tell you this, but the hand that you just gave me high five with, I was just going like this with my foot.
Ew! I just picked my nose with mine, so I don't feel bad.
Oh my God, that's so nasty. Bob's going to be pissed.
Fuck Bob. I'm going to put a booger on his pillow.
All he's talking about is feeling their feet and picking their nose.
I'm going to put boogers on his pillow.
I'm going to fart on his pillow and
give him
pink eye.
Yes, I am.
All right, next phone call. Here we go.
Hello, pumpkins. This is Melanie from Don't Quit Your Day Job. And Ricky, I need to offer you a very sincere and abject apology because I answered your podcasting challenge and I recorded a video of me lip syncing to the song Still Alive while wearing a brand new hat that I just got from Dream Hats because it was really pretty. But because I've been sleep deprived and I'm on drugs for, you know, to correct that and, well, basically I suffer from CRS, I said it was Taylor's challenge. And I fixed everything and I've changed it all in both the video and the podcast and everything like that. But apparently 110 people have already downloaded it. So I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. You are the master and I am sly. I just wanted to
loves
say
it.
That. And if you want to go see it, you can go see it at dqydgpodcast.com.
Nice plug after she.
Right. Actually, Melanie is halfway correct because originally I did the Break Free video by Queen and then Taylor watched it and did his and then he challenged other podcasters to do it. Oh. So it really wasn't my challenge, but
you
on the video.
It all.
Right. But on the video, she had put Taylor's challenge or whatever. And then I guess. Patrick, her co-host, was like, oh my God, no, that was Ricky's. It wasn't, you know, and then she hadn't made her change it. And then I called their show back and I was like, well, actually, you're like partially correct. So whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm not that lame. Just I liked it when you said you were slime and I was better than you. That's all that I needed.
Oh, She validated you at least a little.
And how much do we love validation?
A lot.
Anthony says, I am the new listener, and I know you have disgusting photos. Show this one to Nicole.
No, I saw it. No,
that's
going to
be the album art for the Vit show. Love ya, Anthony from Northern California. P.S. I'm the one that ordered the Drew Ferguson books for the PNS and Daily Purge. Awesome.
Snaps.
All they do is snap.
Fuckers. They suck.
All they do is snap and talk about Drew Ferguson. Which his book sucks because it all he talks about masturbation and
wood
sex and knuckle babies. Because I don't masturbate. I'm Jedediah.
I'm Jesus. I have no needs.
All right, our 30 minutes is up. We're going to do another show.
You were going to play the call from Freddie about the book.
We'll do it on the next one.
Do it now, because we're already talking about it.
There's 3 phone calls left, and I don't know which one's his.
Fine. We'll be done.
All right, so I don't miss that either.
You do.
That bossiness.
Don't lie.
What's up with that?
You like it. I'm going to whip you with my big leather strap.
Hot.
Perverts.
Your big leather strap on.
Whoa.
Is it brown or black?
It's pink.
Ooh. Because it's made of real skin.
Ew. That made my lips blurble.
Because it's made from skin, because she put the lotion in the basket.
It does what it's told.
All they talk about is Silence of the Lambs and skin.
Buffalo Bill. Put the lotion
You know what the name of this
basket.
Podcast is going to be? It's going to be Fuck You, Bob the Great 726.
Loves it.
All right. God, I forget what to say.
Email
us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Call us at
206-984-FOUL.
Send us mail at
P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802.
Leave us a review on
iTunes with 5 stars. And one day, when Nicole does her job.
Maybe. All right.
You'll
poems.
Get a poem.
Maybe. I don't know.
And
MySpace.
Facebook is, well, Facebook me. Twitter us, follow me on Twitter.
Twitter. I love it.
I know Nicole gets so excited when she sees a Twitter message at work.
Because I want you to say just like the most random things ever with
what,
them.
What did you say on the last one?
I slayed a dragon.
Yeah. And then people were responding, is that a euphemism?
For crap or masturbation?
But she like totally loves it.
I do. I want
to
get Twitter.
You need to do it.
I don't have the unlimited messaging.
Well, you don't have to have it on your phone. You can do it like while you're at home, but it's just not that fun.
Yeah. I could totally think of random things to say for Twitter.
Oh, I'm sure you
I mean,
could.
Slaying a dragon? Who
I
says
hairy,
that?
Like, I have hairy nipples.
Ooh, I would never lie about that.
I have
that.
Inverted hairy nipples. And to get them to come out, I had to pull on the hair.
That's gross.
All they talk about is hairy nipples that are inverted.
Pull my finger.
Oh,
and my
almost,
nipples poke out.
I almost passed out because I laughed so hard.
Yes. Who loves passing right. out? We do.
All right. Yeah. So I guess that's it. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And thank you for downloading 197. 3 more to 200.
Good job.
Oh, call and leave us 200
yeah.
calls because we only have, let me look real quick. We have 4, 8, 12. 13. We have 15. And we need 200.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
We have 400 listeners. Why isn't there at least 200 calls?
For reals.
We don't care if you don't like the sound of your voice.
Disguise it. Just
we don't
like,
give a fuck if your name is Bob and you hate the show. Just call and say,
well, he can
we
call
hope you die at 200 episodes.
And say it. And then we won't put his name in the hat because he's not winning jack
right.
shit from us.
Right.
Unless we send him like a dead body or something, cut off a finger and send it to him.
Yeah,
your awesome. Finger, not mine.
Not my finger, Shelby's.
Oh,
I totally
bleep
watched,
that out.
I totally watched Still Magnolias today.
I watched Fried Green Tomatoes the other day. Finally,
did you love it.
Makes me cry.
I told you it was good and crying.
It's sad.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're out here. This is Ricky.
And Nicole again. And, still.
And thank you for downloading 197.
Bye. Adios, yo.
Oh.